Where were we? Oh, yes, hauling Slim's live trap down to the feed shed. No problems there. The mission was a complete success. We hauled the trap down to the feed shed. Slim backed the pickup to the door, and we began... Wait a second. We've skipped over a few details. To be honest, I'd rather not talk about them, but I guess we have to. You already know, don't you? It wasn't a pleasant experience, but maybe we can wring a few life lessons out of the dish rag of something. Let's get it over with. Remember those mysterious convulsions that were causing my head to move up and down? We thought my stomach had been taken over by the evil gremlins, right? Well, this will come as a surprise, but those forces had been produced by my own body. I had become a sick dog. What could have brought on this mysterious illness? Well, riding in a closed pickup was a big part of it, and being bounced around on a rough road. And don't forget that it was flu season. I mean, we'd heard reports that dogs all over Texas were dropping like flies. No kidding. Okay, the green grass. If you recall, we'd gotten some bogus information suggesting that green grass is good for a dog's digestion. Ha! Rubbish! I don't know who puts out such screwball information or who would be dumb enough to... Wait, that report had come from Drover, right? I'm almost sure it had. Let me think back and try to remember our conversation exactly. As I recall, Drover had tried to convince me that eating grass is something a dog should do. How did he put it? Salad. He said that green grass is actually a form of salad and that dogs need salad as a part of their overall dietary so forth. And as I recall, I laughed and scoffed at the idea. I mean, what a joke. A dog eating grass? Ha! But on the other hand, I had no wish to hurt the little guy's feelings. He tries to be helpful, you know, and I sure didn't want to crush his spirit, let us say. So, what's a dog supposed to do? Tell his friend that he's come up with a crazy idea? Laugh in his face? A lot of dogs would have done that, but, well, there's a part of me that's very sensitive to the feelings of others. No kidding. So I took a higher road, so to speak, and, well, you know the rest. I ate a bunch of grass. And let's talk about that. Grass is for rabbits. Grass is for cows, horses, sheep, and other forms of life that are too dumb to eat proper food. The bottom line here is that dogs should never eat salad or grass. But I did it anyway, for Drover. Was my sacrifice worth the price I had to pay? I'm not sure. It certainly got Slim stirred up. I mean, on an ordinary day, he's not what you would call electric. But fellers, when he saw my head moving up and down and heard those horrible sounds coming from the depths of my inner being, he went electric. In the space of a few seconds, he slammed on the brakes, jerked the door open, and chunked me out of the cab. And then he said, this kind of hurt my feelings, he said, "Hank, you've got no more class than a sack of turnips." What did class have to do with it? Hey, what did he want me to do? Sit there like a nice little doggy and die of salad poisoning? Ha! He could forget that. Oh, and he had one more hateful remark. I couldn't believe this.